live.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here. Well, coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Christmas Craft Fair at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. Sierra Keith is the Business and Administrative Coordinator out at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. That's where she's at now, getting ready. Sierra, thanks for being on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So here we go with the event this year, and I know there's a lot of things already going on behind the scene. Do you already have some people beginning to come in and get set up?
Yeah, our vendors started setting up today, and we've got about, I'd say, 20 or 30 starting today that are here and getting their booths decorated. They really enjoy, you know, making them pretty and putting lights on them and doing all kinds of things. We kind of have a competition between all the vendors, and we give a discount to one vendor per building every year. So they enjoy getting them decorated.
So how much of the fairgrounds complex is this taking up this year?
It is taking up all three of our buildings, our big buildings, the conference hall, Douglas Hall, and the exhibit building.
Wow. So a lot of folks coming out. I suppose you have some things outside as well?
We do. We have, actually, we have some, we're doing something different this year. We've invited a few local food vendors to come out and do our food for us this year. So we've got, you know, Louis Redneck Dogs. He's going to be serving up some hot dogs. And we have a new lady coming in. It's doing some apple cider pulled pork tacos and an apple grilled cheese. And then we also have River Blends. They'll be here doing their coffee all weekend. And we have a new kettle corn lady coming in and doing some kettle corn in the same spot between Douglas Hall and the exhibit building. So we're excited for that. And then we have a new food vendor in Douglas Hall as well. And they'll be doing some breakfast items and salads. She specializes in doing burritos, so we're pretty excited for that change this year.
Well, how many years has the Christmas Craft Fair been going on?
I think we are on 47 years, 47 wow. or 48.
Wow, a long time, a long-term event in Douglas County. Now, how did things work last year?
Things didn't work last year because we didn't have a craft fair last year, but you know, in 19, it was a great show, and we are, you know, we're just excited to have somebody back and so many people back and be back doing events out here.
And for the vendors that are out there, obviously the past year and a half has been a tough one because for a number of months there weren't those opportunities, especially at least in indoor settings, for them to sell their wares and their crafts and all that.
Yeah. So this is they've had almost 2 full years of crafting stuff, and so I know a lot of them are just super excited. They love coming out. They love talking with their patrons, and you know this for them is more than just selling about their crafts. You know, a lot of them it's a good time for them. They enjoy being here and seeing everybody.
So when we talk crafts, let's go in depth about kind of the breadth of different kinds of things when you say crafts.
Oh my gosh, we have so many different things. We, you know, of course there's the basic crafts of the crocheting and knitting and, you know, the beadwork and stuff like that. There's jewelry. Of course, we have all kinds of different jewelry vendors. This year, we've added a couple more furniture vendors, people that have, you know, repurposed or redone antique furniture, or they've made their own furniture out of something. I have a stained glass vendor this year that I believe is new, and, you know, soaps. They do the soaps and, you know, the chapsticks and different kinds of body soaps and washes. There's also, you know, more food vendors inside that sell items to go. You know, you purchase them and you can take them home. They do cookies, and there's a guy that does roasting of nuts, cupcakes. We have fudge vendors, and then we have in the conference hall, we have our regular candy vendor that's been here forever, and he has all kinds of different kinds of fudges and stuff that he does. We have our ornament makers. You know, there's every kind. There's Christmas ornaments and non-Christmas ornaments. There's customized ornaments that they do on site with your name on them. There's Christmas decor. You know, people are doing all the fun decorations to put up for Christmas. I have a lady that does paintings. She is painting on canvas, on rocks. She said anything that doesn't move, she paints on. And so she's coming out to do that. And we have something for your dogs if you are a dog lover. There's a couple different vendors that have done their treats, and they're baking those up and having those come out. So we really have a great variety of vendors coming out this year.
And I was looking at some of your items listed. I mean, you've got also things sort of more in the art arena, too, different kinds of art and even metal sculptures.
We do. We do. A couple of local people do sculptures. Justin Troxel, you know, he'll be coming out, and he actually has this very large piece of art that we had to use a forklift to bring in to the exhibit building, and it is amazing, and you guys are going to really love seeing it. I have a new vendor that he also does artwork, and he's in Douglas Hall. He does metalwork and restorations and stuff, so he's going to be coming out. I actually think he restores old mixers, like the old KitchenAid mixers. He restores them and repaints them and does some really cool stuff with those. So, you know, you got your wood and your metal. It's really exciting to see the little bit different things that we haven't had in the past.
So how many craft booths do you think you have?
We have about 250 this year.
Wow. So a lot. And are these folks all Douglas County, or do they come from further away as well?
We have a wide range. I would say a good chunk of our vendors are Douglas County, but we have vendors that come from Washington and California. You know, they love our show, and they love Douglas County, so they love coming in here.
And to get this all put together, once you realized you could do it this year, talk about the process and getting, I mean, there's a lot of moving pieces in all this.
It has been a little bit wild, but the good news is that we had practice at throwing our vendors together from the fair, because we did the same thing, having to wait, you know. We normally start this right after fair in August, and we have our vendors, and this year we started in November, putting our vendors in end of October, beginning of November, putting our vendors together, you know, getting them all lined out, finding out who could come and who hadn't from 2 years ago, and then trying to get our new vendors in. So we have been really, the last 6 weeks have been pretty busy getting everything lined out. But, you know, we've got a great staff here, and having them all, you know, all of us being able to work together and get it done has really been great this year.
And I know for the staff out there, this 18 months, maybe 20 months now, has been a real trying time, because you really had a lot of things not happening for quite a while.
Yeah, this is our second large event. You know, we had fair, and now we're having Christmas fair. And it has been a really different not having all of our events we're used to. And I know for me, you know, getting this event going, just I get to, when I start seeing everything come together, it just makes me feel really good knowing that we're trying to get back to, you know, what we do out here, you know, and that's community events and having our community out here. We really miss having people come on grounds and enjoy everything that we have to offer.
Now, the fairgrounds has been there for decades. Over the years, new buildings come along periodically. Some of the long-term buildings have been had a lot of work done. How would you evaluate the shape everything's in out there?
That's a hard one. You know, we do our best, but you know, we are, for the most part, we are in normal circumstances. We're pretty much self-sufficient. So all of our events out here that we host and we produce, and then the ones we don't produce that are out here, they're what brings our money in. And so, you know, when something breaks, we have to try to find it in our budget to fix it. And in the past, you know, we've held fundraisers, the Pavilion, probably about 8 years ago, that we did a big, huge fundraiser with 4-H and FFA and, you know, fundraised money and got donations from, you know, different people and grants to restore the Pavilion. But, you know, we have more work that we can always be, you know, these buildings are super old and they always are going to need upgrades and changes and everything. So, you know, we're always looking for for the next thing to help us update a building. But in general, you know, we're hanging in there with our building.
More with Sierra Keith when we come back in part two. The interview will be a podcast after one at 541radio.com. Inside Douglas County, 1245 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming at 1 on News Radio 1240 KQEN. Later, KQEN Local Talk at 4. Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show with Douglas County's Commissioner of Dirt. On tomorrow's Inside Douglas County, former Secretary of the VA during the Trump administration, Robert Wilkie, joining us again. He's part of the Heritage Foundation now in Washington, D.C. We'll cover a number of topics with Robert Wilkie on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. Sierra Keith with us from the Douglas County Fairgrounds staff, where she's the Business Administrative Coordinator, talking about the Christmas Craft Fair beginning on Friday. I guess, Sierra, it'd be a good time to run through the hours and give people more of kind of the details.
Yeah, so the Christmas Fair starts on Friday at 10 a.m., and we're going to be here till 8 p.m., and then on Saturday, we're here from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. again. And then on Sunday, we are 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And
all 3 days.
And what's the admission price?
So adults, we've got a couple things. Adult admission, 12 and older. Actually, it's 13 and older, but they're $5. And then if you bring a canned food donation, you know, we're doing our local pantries and Salvation Army. So if you bring a canned food donation, you get $1 off admission, which makes it $4. And then we have a couple of specials that go along with that. On Friday night from 5 to 8 p.m., bring a canned food donation and you get in for free. And then on Saturday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., we're doing free admission. Cascade Community Credit Union and CASA, they pair up and they do that new pajama drive for Douglas County kids in foster care. And so we go along with them on that. And on Saturday from 5 to 8, you know, bring those pajamas and you get in free as well.
Now, with all the things going on, I understand that you've got a special visitor in the exhibit building every day.
We do. Santa will be coming to hang out with us in the exhibit building all weekend, and we are super excited to have him here. We're telling all the parents, bring your phones, bring your cameras, and you can go down to the exhibit building and meet up with Santa and get a picture and get to tell him, you know, what you'd like for Christmas. On Friday, he's here from 2 to 8. And then on Saturday, he'll be here from 11 to 3 and then 4 to 7. And then on Sunday, he's here from 1 to 4.
And obviously, he's got a lot of other things going on, so he can't be there every hour because he's got like a holiday to prepare for or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So for the Christmas Craft Fair, I mean, you've been around this a long time. What are some of your favorite things to look at and go around and check out?
Oh, my gosh. Some of my favorite things, well, so I would say that there is some cookies in Douglas Hall that I thoroughly enjoy purchasing, and I usually get a big box of them to take home. And I've got a few of our sign vendors that I usually try to find and pick out a few signs every year to buy and give out as gifts. I guess that's probably my biggest thing. I like to walk around and find the gifts. I do my last minute, just little gifts here and there for people that I like to get something special for, something handcrafted. And so that's usually what I walk around to do, is I look for those items that I can buy and get to people for Christmas.
One of the things about an event like this, you've gone through all the different types of crafts that are available. You've got the opportunity to possibly purchase something that's one of a kind or very few have been made, as opposed to just something that you can get at, you know, half a dozen different stores.
Yeah. I think that's the great part about it, is you get to come out and see, you know, something that you're not going to just be able to go online and buy, or, you know, you're really supporting local businesses. And we really like doing that, and local crafters and vendors. And there's something different every year you go through and you're like, wow, I've never seen that before. That's really cool. What a great idea. You know, people are using their minds to come up with some really great things.
And during the pandemic, we've seen a lot of people who, because of maybe having some away time from their normal prior routine, who have jumped into different areas of crafts. They've never done it before, but they decided, all right, it's time to give it a shot. And you've probably got some, maybe even some newer folks out there.
We do. I actually have quite a few new vendors that have, you know, that are coming in and saying, hey, you know, I've just started doing this and I'd like to, you know, I'd like to sell my stuff this year. So, yeah, it really is. It's a great. We've got people that have been here since the very first craft fair, but we also have, you know, our new vendors that are coming in and giving it a shot.
Any idea with the folks that come out and attend and buy things over the weekend, how far away some of them come from?
I know I have some people that come from the Corning area in California. Are you talking about patrons or
right.
vendors? You're
right,
talking
about the patrons.
Patrons. You know, I know there are people that come from Medford that come up and come to the show. I know Grants Pass. The North End, I am not 100% sure about, but I have friends in Southern Oregon, so I do know that there are a good chunk of them that come over. I would say maybe even a few from Klamath Falls might come over for it and over at the coast.
And obviously with the fairgrounds location, that's one of the things over the years that has helped to draw people in. People are familiar with where it is, even if they're passing through at a time when there's not an event they want to check out. They see it there, they realize where it's happening, and then when something comes up, I mean, it's easy to get to. It's not, you know, in some faraway location on the off the beaten path.
Yeah, we're really lucky. You know, having the fairgrounds right off the freeway is great. We get a lot of traffic, you know, people traveling through and say, hey, what's going on out there? Or they'll see it up on the reader board, up on our freeway reader board, and, you know, and be like, oh, yeah, let's stop in and check this event out. So, yeah, we're really blessed to be in a great location off the interstate.
And, of course, while folks are out there as well, just across the parking lot, they have opportunities to check out the Douglas County Museum as well.
Yeah, the museum, you're asking a question that I'm not 100% sure about, but I know they're open on Friday and Saturday. I can't remember if they're open on Sundays, but yeah, we do have the museum here right next to us, and, you know, they're great place to go, so you could do, you know, the craft fair and then go over to the museum and check them out, and we have our RV park as well, you know, if you know somebody that's traveling through, we have our RV park down here, and, you know, people can stop in and overnight and all that great stuff as well.
Well, with everything over the past 18 to 20 months being a bit of a shift for folks, it seems like this is an opportunity to kind of feel a sense of normalcy and a return to the way things had been prior to come out to the event, and also just to sort of get into the holiday spirit this year.
Yeah, I think our event being, you know, the first weekend in December, I think it's like the perfect way to, you know, start out the holiday season, come out here and get in the Christmas spirit. And then, you know, you can go around the community and start enjoying some of the other things that are going on in Douglas County.
Well, about a minute left on the program. Run through the times that you're open, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And yeah, we are open again on Friday from 10 to 8. Saturday 10 to 8 and Sunday 10 to 8. And don't forget, it's $5 for adults, and you get in for free if you're 12 and under. And make sure you bring up those pajamas for Cascade Community Credit Union, their pajama drive. We are really supporting that this year. And bring your canned food for the Salvation Army.
All right, a lot of things.
And you know, one more thing?
Yeah.
I forgot, door prizes. We are doing our door prizes again this year. So vendors are donating gifts, and you can sign up in the conference hall for free.
All right, Sarah Keith from the Douglas County Fairgrounds staff. Christmas Craft Fair coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sarah, thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me.
1257 and News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.